Okay, let's start from the very top of the middle part, we'll just go over that again, and then we're going to go to Ilfa. Where it says, who barked the chazal usa bimim donu? Sarit solid. Sarit solid. Ofla livsu, but habim the donu. Chibi rov alusu bi adana nezim shalom. My time will came, and the uchi lemecha livsu, uchi nami lishuchi lemislim. So the Rishayim Mezkan Rashi said, Rashi had the Gersin the Gemara before, that by Behemu Seira, it's called the Mishunah. If the Behemu ate bread from on top of the table, so it's called Mishunah, it's Ker. So what's the difference between a Behemu eating from the top of the table or the A's eating from the top of the barrel? Same with the Gemara over here says that since it's the Derech, it's the derech to eat lifso, so Mele climbs up on top of the barrel to get to it. So let's say it's the same thing about the table. So I thought, but even poshut, we anyway had a shayla Rashi. Why is it called mishunah to eat? Why is bread from the top of the table called mishunah? What's the hagdar? Eating bread itself is not mishunah. I thought the poshut that is that even though eating bread is not mishunah, but climbing up on the table is mishunah. Nachman already speak out the Rashi the Shitosa. Rashi holds that, I have it more later on about the kelev that dug under a wall to get to the harora. So if it would be mishunah, Rashi holds that if it would be mishunah, it would be called keret. Whereas it's not called mishunah. It's not called mishunah. It's the derech of a kelev to be chayisu tachas adelas. But if it would be mishunah, so it would be called. It would be called Karen. The eating of the Charora would be called Karen. The Rosh is Chalek in that Rashi. The Rosh holds that even if it's Mishunah to go under the Delis, but once it's inside, it's the Derech to eat the Lechem. That's still called to eat the Charora. That's still called Shape. Apparently, Rashi holds no. Since it's Mishunah to get to the Charora is Mishunah. So Melech the Achilles the Charora is also called Mishunah. It's also going to get the Kalvadochalimra is Mishunah. The Gemara says, according to Rashi, it's Mishunah because since the killing of the Imr is Mishunah, so the whole Achilah is already called Mishunah. And the Rosh Takri Chalik Lashitose. The Rosh says, no, the Achilah say Imr is not Mishunah. So the difference in price between the living animal and the dead animal, that's Mishunah, that's only Chatzin Ezek. But the difference in price between the dead animal and the eaten up animal, that's Nezek Shalom, that's a regular shame. Akalpanim, Shitas Rashi, is that if it's Mishunah to get to the food, so even the eating of the food is also called Kerem. So maybe the derech to eat the lechem, but it's mishunah to climb up on top of the table. So mele, it's called keret. So yeah, but the shayla is, what's the difference over here? So I think the answer is poshut. Eating bread is also not so much a derech. The Gemara said that for a behemoth to eat bread, it's only called shmei achila because alidei adchak will be able to eat the bread. So the Ma'as bin Rashi was, for the mice right now, it's not alidei adchak. So what do I care that alidei adchak? If it was alidei adchak, if the animal was starving, it would be willing to eat bread. But the mice right now, it's not starving. So said you have to say that once it's called once the behemoth will be willing to eat it al yedei adchak, so it's called achilo, and it goes into the teva of achilo. And mimela, even though right now it's not mamash the derech to eat bread because I don't see this is not a starving animal, but nonetheless once it's the derech, so once it's called as a shem achilo to eat bread, so it's not a yitzia mitiva to eat since when it's starving it would eat bread, so it's not a yitzia mitiva to eat the bread, so it can't be called mishunah. Mishunah has to be yitzia from its teva. So it's for Kalim, it doesn't have a Shem Achil at all. It's the Chavar Osul Hazik. All these rashes go together. So for Kalim, also the Chavar you should say, well, it has a Shem Achil, so who cares that it's strange? The rashes, no, that doesn't have a Shem Achil at all. It's not eating it for nutrition. It's eating the Sus of Kalim for Chavar Osul Hazik. But bread, it's eating for nutrition. It's not starving and it's strange yet, but nice, it has a Shem Achil. Once it has a Shem Achil, it's not called the Yitzir Mitiva. But it's not its preferred food. Unless it's starving, bread is not its preferred food. But Shankin Lefes, the Gemara says it's Urchil Mechalifso. That's the derech for the barcha to eat lifsa. So the Gemara svarah that since it's the derech to eat lifsa, so it's the derech also to climb up in the barrel. That's maybe only true by a food that's mamish the derech, a food that it likes, so it climbs up to get. But bread, it doesn't like bread at all. It only eats bread when it's starving. So if it ate the bread itself, so it, nonetheless, it's not a yitzir mitiva to eat the bread. But to climb up on the table to get to the bread, make it taste it. The lashon of the Gemara is there. You know, hover the leilah hisaf leilah. The Gemara is the chiddush. Since it's the urche lemecha lifsa, it's urche also to lemisrach lemislam. Okay, fine. Where is the urche? It's not the urche to eat the bread. Just like the chaka would eat the bread. That's not enough to make it that it becomes the derech to climb up to the table and get it. Chara kach b'shut, they come out in afkamino, that what if on top of the table was something that it likes to eat? So then the Rashi would agree that that's not called keren, that would be regal. Since it's a, you know, if it was a baruch who climbed up on the table to get a lift, so that would have to be, that would be shake. Okay, let's start the next Gemara. Next Gemara is a little bit, not such a simple Gemara. Omer Ilfa. Behema Vishas Rabin. The Poshna Savar of Yochum Yagmet. Me al gabi charato chayemis. Al taimu gabi charato kichot sa nizigon. It's a chiyem shake. Shane is only Vishas Nizig. Says Ilfa, Gabi Charata has a dinner, which was an isip. It's private property. Gabi Charata, the top of the behemoth, Shimon's, but the top of Shimon's, Reuven ate from the top of Shimon's behemoth. The top of Shimon's behemoth is Shimon's property. It's called the beer of his day after. Lame is Haile, someone wants to be right. The Bryce says, Hoysuk Posting shows that Chayev Posting Tavar of Yochel Mene Chayevis. So, it's the same thing. Why is it Chayevis? It's Rishus Rabin. You have to say that Shimon's back is Shimon's property. Shimon's kupa is Shimon's property. So eating from Shimon's kupa, that's on Shimon himself, even though it's all happening in Rishus Rabin. It doesn't matter if you bring your property into Rishus Rabin and it's walking around, so that's still called Bustayacha. So it's a riot to Ilfa. You could take your private property, you bring it into Rishus Rabin, and while it's moving around, Rishus Rabin has a dinner with the Bustayacha. So where's Daichel the Raya? Kedom Merova b'Kayfetzis Ochanami b'Kayfetzis. It's not a Raya from that Brisa. Maybe that Brisa is talking about, like Rova said, about a different thing. But maybe that Brisa is talking about Kayfetzis. Rashi learns what's Kayfetzis. Shekotzu Rofa al Savor. It's a little bubble here. Al Savor. Or it has to be. The Ukimta of Kefetzis is going on the Kupa case, not on Ilfa's case. That the Brisa said that eating from the Kupa is Chayiv v'Shus Rabim, maybe that's talking about Kefetzis and El Zechiv of Keren. Not going back on Ilfa's case, according to Rashi. Or it has to be Tzavaroi, the Tzavar of the person. It's a strange lotion, Tzavaroi. And Mishunah is Chayiv. Dr. Rashi, look, that's it. And that there's no Rashi. Very little Rashi altogether. The bottom line of this Gemara, according to Rashi, comes out. We have Ilfa's memra that Al Gabi Chavato is Gechotzer Anizik. That has nothing to do with Keren. That's because Gabe Charet of Kichot Zan is a dom. Remember, what's the big right to Ilfa from the halacha of Kupa? The Rice is Kupa's Chayev. Why is Kupa Chayev? Must be because of Ilfa. Because Gabe Chavera is called Gabe Charet of, or Gabe a person, the Kupa of the person is called Mishusan Isa. The person knows it's not a riot. Maybe the case of Kupa is a different thing. Maybe that's not talking about, maybe it's not a riot. La'ola, maybe Ilfa's wrong. And the Rice means the case of Kefetzis. Where's the origin of this case of Kefetzis? From another Braisa, that Omdo V'Ochlo is Potter V'Shus Rabim, but that's right, that Omdo V'Ochlo V'Shus Rabim is Chayev. What's Omdo V'Ochlo? Omdo V'Ochlo doesn't make any sense. What's Omdo V'Ochlo? Why is it called Keren? Kefetzis, Rav explains to him about Kefetzis. You see, Kefetzis is called Keren, it's called Mishum. That's a special case. Kefetzis is Mishum. So bottom line now, if you have this Gemara, bottom line, what should be the halacha l'maisa? If you're passing from this Gemara, the way Rashi is the Gemara, what should be the halacha l'maisa? First of all, what's the din of kefetzis? Ker. It's chayav b'shus rabim chatzin ezer. What about ilfas halacha? Gabi charato, not kefetzis. Stam, hei me'ei from gabi charato. What should be the din? What? there's a kshalim, like Ilfa. Even though the Gemara, the raya that we brought to Ilfa, the Gemara shrugged off. But is anybody beferish chaylik in Ilfa? We don't find any Gemara's chaylik. The Gemara said the proof to Ilfa is not mukach. You could be doicha, the proof, the price of that kupa, you can learn a different way that he's talking about kafetzes. But, so we don't have a proof to Ilfa, but we don't have anybody who's chaylik in Ilfa either. Do we find anywhere that Rav is chaylik in Ilfa? Does it say in this Gemara anywhere that Rav is chaylik in Ilfa? No, Rav wasn't talking about Ilfa's case. Rav was talking about Amda Ba'alcha, the original Rav. Rav's original member was not going about the Bryce and the Bryce of Kupa. Bryce of Kupa could go either way. Rav's original member was on the Bryce of Amda Ba'alcha. Amda Ba'alcha has nothing to do with Gabi Charata. It's an independent Rav. It's an independent Ilfa's member. And Rav's member are like Kargo Zelzet. They have absolutely nothing to do with each other. Ilfa's talking about not Kefesis, talking about Gabi Charata. Rav is talking about not Gabi Charata, but it's Kefesis. One thing has absolutely nothing to do with the other. Rava could be right. Yilfa could be right. They're b'chal not talking to each other. The Gemara had a braisa about Kupa. The Gemara thought it's a right to Ilfa. But I said, it's not muchuk that it's a right to Ilfa because it might be talking about kefetzes and then it belongs to Rava. But the bottom line is, Ilfa and Rava are not talking to each other. They're not arguing at each other. And there's no reason not to pass them both like Ilfa and like Rava. Kefetzes and Gabi Chavit have mamish nothing to do with each other. Gabi Chavit is a locha that it's a shushan isik. It's din of shame, and kefetzes is halacha that it's mishudah. It's din of keren, and it's a different divinity than tashlumah. This is nezik shalom. This is chatz nezik, and so on. So they're mamish totally unrelated. So that lechayra, according to Rashi, that's what should come out lehalacha. Another thing, according to Rashi, what's the yisoid hadin of ilfa? What's the svar of ilfa? Why is gabe chayv to chayv? Because it's mishus hanizik. Absolutely nothing to do with Urche and not Urche. Kefetzes has to do with Gabi Chavata has nothing to do with the issue of whether it's Mishunah or not Mishunah, whether it's Urche or not Urche. The problem is, it's more Chafalah from the base. The Rosh brings the more Chafalah from the base. Only Rishayim. Where's the one with the following? Where has a machlekes Rav and Shmuel at a loch of tzidei arachov? But tzidei arachov has din of chatzar nizik. So if a behemah eats me tzidei arachov, the Mishnah says then he chayav nizik shalom. Toich arachov is chatz is potter. That's regel b'shus Rabin. Shem b'shus Rabin. Tzidei arachov is like a b'shus yochid. So the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. What if it was? Does that mean the behemah walked into the tzidei arachov? It walked out of it. Walked up onto the sidewalk, up onto the tzidei. Whatever. We don't exactly have. Tzidei Rechov is not where the traffic is going. It's the side of the street where people have a right to put things down and so on. It's public property, but it's a place where people have a right to put down their chafotzim. It's not where the traffic is going. So, what's the case of Tzidei Rechov? Machalik Zav and Shul. Tzidei Rechov and me, the Behemah Mamish, left the street and went into the Tzidei Rechov. So that's when it's chayav. What does it mean? No, even if the Behemah is walking down the street, but it just turned its head and ate from the Tzidei Rechov, maybe it's also chayav. Machalik Zav and Shul. So where it brings the Brais to, and where I want to say that's the Machlekes in the Brais. Says the Gemara, this is on Chafala from the base, six lines down, Leiman Mechazeres Tanoi, this issue of Mechazeres, it turns its head, Chorot Mechlekes Tanoi, the Sadio, Ochle Mitoich Erechov, Mishalem Esh Nenes. The Behem ate from the middle of the street. It's Polter from Shem, you have to pay for Nenna, like always, you have to pay for Nenna. With the Baal Ashor saved, it doesn't have to give its Behem a straw for supper. But Tashlum Nezik you don't have, because it's Shem Bishus Rabin. Mitzid Erechov, Mishalem Esh Mashin Ezek, Rabbi Yehuda, Tiver Amei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Lezer, Oimim, Ein Darko Lechel Ela Lahalach. It's not the derech of the behemah to eat from the Tzidei Rechava. It's the behemah. It's the derech of the behemah to walk in the street. For Ekpin Amar, Rabbi Yosi, Ayin the Tanakama. What's Rabbi Yosi saying different than Tanakama? Tanakama also says that in the street it's the derech to walk, and that's why in the street you potter, but in the side of the street you're chayav. Says in Lo El Machzeres Yikibenayim. Tanakama says only if you walk up onto the Tzidei Rechava, so then you're chayav for. Not only if you walked up onto the Tzidei Rechava, even if you're walking in the street and you turned your head, that's also called that. It's also called not the regular. You're also chayav, and it's also called you're also chayav. Rabbi Yosi Sover Mishalemish Masi Zikah, because Ein Daka Lechel Ela Lahalach. The behemoth should be walking straight, but shouldn't be turning around and eating from the side of the road. Eating from the side of the road is a departure from Urche, and therefore it's called Shem. It's not called Shem B'Shusha. Not called Shem B'Shusha Haram. So that's what it wants to say. So mention not that right. Look, Kuli Alma Mechazeres Ikiravi Kishvu. The Bryce is not talking about Mechazeres. Mechazeres might be Rav is right, might be Shvul is right. That's not what the Bryce is talking about. The Hocho, so what's the Machlok to the Bryce? The Hocho, so first of all, is the board of Havim, you know, the Bir Bistiacha can be Flugi Maso, the Bir Bistiacha, the Lebishus Rabim, Maso, the Bir Bistiacha, the Lebishus Hamazim. Whereas the Havim, you know, maybe your Vesim Yudah are Chaluk on the whole din of Regal Bishus Rabim being Potter. They think that regular Bishus Rabim is Chayav, Shev Bishus Rabim are Chayav God, only Bishus Hamazik Yipot. Bishus Rabim, you're Chayav, you're supposed to walk in Bishus Rabim, not eat at all. So Ein Darka Lechel Elo Halach means that the Behemah has no business eating Bishus Rabim, it should mind its own business and walk. So Shem Bishus Rabim is Chayav. That's the Pshat of Rabbi Yosi. The rest of that can't be. Bishus Hamazik, Lema Parcha Bishus my boy. You need a pasuk to tell me that Bishus Hamazik, your potter. Of course, you potter Bishus Hamazik. What's the guy bringing his par into my rishus? His parents rather into my rishus. Elo says the Gemara, the ilfa Rabbi Yosi Yikaminayim. The machlekes in the Brisa is about the issue of ilfa and Rabbi Yosi. Ilfa means the case of agave charata, and Rabbi Yosi is. Is Amdav Achal. Rabbi Yosi is Amdav Achal. So that's what Rabbi Yosi is telling me. Rabbi Yosi is coming to tell me that in the case of Ilfa and the case of Rabbi Yosi, which are two different cases, with Rashi for sure, two different cases. Agave Charata is one case. And the case of Amdav Achal, Hefetzes, Rabbi Yosi is telling me that those two cases are Chayav. It's Ein Darka Lechel Ela Lahalach. What does that mean? Why is, how does it even fit into the lesson of Rabbi Yosi? Zok Rashi. The ilfa Rabbi Yosi. Domi ilfa le'el behemah sheposhet tzavar ve'ochla me'agavi chavata chayeves. Rabbi Yosi domi behemah hakefesis ve'ochla mitoich ha'rechava chayeves. So that's what Zika b'nai. Ramei ha'sover mitoich ha'rechava lo'ilam potter. Except just what Masha Dennis. Even in the case of Ilfin Rabbi Yosi, no, he's coming to tell me. Rameyer holds, not like Ilfin Rabbi Yosi. That Ilfin is wrong and Rabbi Yosi is wrong, as long as the payment is between Charechava, it's Potter. It's Potter. Not like Ilfin, not like Rabbi Yosi. But also, if you see Lameymar, that Ilfin and Rabbi Yosi are right. Because ein darka lishayt tzavara al chaveta, vein darka likvayt smiderech velecher lelalalich. Pi isli the ilfa Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yosi is agreeing to ilfa Rabbi Yosi, and that's what Rabbi Yosi is saying. Ein darka lechel lelalalich. It's not the derech to be kefetzes. It's not the derech to be oichel mi al gavi chaveta. Since it's not the derech to be kefetzes, and it's not the derech to be oichel mi al gavi chaveta. So Mimela, he is chayiv as Ilfa Rabbi Yosi said. So now, kind of Ben Shoyel. Mimela Rabbi Yosi, I understand. Rabbi Yosi said kefetzes is chayiv because it's Mishulim. So that's what Rabbi Yosi is saying. Ein darko. It's not the derech to be kefetzes. So Mimela kefetzes is chayiv as Mishulim, as Ker. That's fine. That comports pretty well with Argamah. But it seems that Rabbi Yosi is also including the case of Ilfa. Me'elga v'charata. The thing is, he's agreeing to Ilfa. Ilfa, you're right. Agave Chavata is Chayim. But why is Agave Chavata Chayim? Because it's Ein Darka Lechel El Lahalach. It's not the derech for the behemoth to be Peshut Savora and to eat me Agave Chavata. What does that do with Ilfa? Ilfa didn't say that it's Potter because not the derech is Mishunah. Ilfa said that the reason why Agave Chavata is Chayim is because Ubi Rishta Achak read of it. Because Agave Chavata is Kichot Zer Nisik. What's that do with not the derech? How strange, how did Ilfa and Rabbi Yosi get into one sentence or one zog of Rabbi Yosi? Basically one thing. Ein darka lechel elo halach. Tell me that's Kailal, Ilfa and Rabbi Yishe. Ilfa and Rabbi Yishe are two different worlds. Rabbi Yishe is telling me he didn't have Karen, Kefetz is didn't have Karen. Ilfa is telling me he didn't have Shem, that the Chagam and Chavet of Kechatzar and Nisim. Rabbi Yishe, in one fell swoop, in one Amira, ain't dark, Alech, 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 he's coming to corroborate Ilfa and Rabbi Yishe. Very strange thing, Bechal, how could you put Ilfa and Rabbi Yishe into one statement? And Bechal, what in the world does Ilfa have to do with not being the Derech? And Rashi said Lefesh. The reason why Rabbi Yossi is right, Rabbi Yossi says Rabbi Yossi is right. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yossi says that Ilfa is right. Agav echavet is chayim because ein dark olech al v'halich. And Rashi explains that ein dark lishet savor al chavetu. It sounds like there must be some kind of tzirif hadvarim over here. That the svar of ilfa, the gabe chavet, the kachatzer hanisig dami, it's only in conjunction with the idea that ein darko lifshet savor of alechom al gabe chavet. So that means it has one. Rashi, but that's my mission, nothing at all. It's very sosim. So, in Rashi, there's no siachsus to this problem, b'chal. But in other Rishonim, there's more direct siachsus to the connection between Agamor and the Gemara over there. So maybe we'll start, take a look at the Rosh, the other Rishonim, and then maybe we'll be able, then hopefully we'll go back to Rashi, and maybe we'll see maybe what possibilities there might be for Rashi. Let's start with the Rosh. Starts off quotes the riff. Omer Ilfa. Behemah b'shishavim poshtu tzorah ochlo me al gav echavet achayim. My time al gav echavet al kechotzer nisig domi. Behu de kofza. Aval om doloi dahay no urcha. The idmer omer vayshir behemah b'shishavim holcho v'ochlo b'tura om doloi ochlo chayeles. Behem am eishna holcho v'ochlo du urchi om doloi ochlo nami urchu v'kofetzis. Kach kosu v'valfza. So the riff puts together. He passes like Ilfa, but he says that al gav echavet is chayim. But it says, Agav Echavet is Chayev only when it's Kefetzes. So that's a different world than Rashi, that's for sure. See, that's not Rashi. What does Kefetzes have to do with Agav Echavet? It's two different things. Kefetzes is a Chayev of Shek, Chatzar and Nizik. Kefetzes is a Chayev of Karen. It's Chayev, you don't need Chatzar and Nizik to be Chayev for Kefetzes. Kefetzes is Karen. Karen is Chayev of Shusar Abba. Obviously, the Rif had a different understanding of the Gemara, in which the Kefetzes is going Agav Echavet. The Gemara said, the lame is Hayele, and the Gemara said, no, it's talking about the Kefetzes. The Kefetzes is going a Gabi Charet. We'll see in the Rosh, the Rosh is going to explain. But we see right away, just on our own, we can right away see that the Rif must have read the Gemara. He must have read the Gemara. Ilfa made a statement, Gabi Charet. The Gemara said, Gabi Charet is Chayet. Finished, end of story. So the Gemara said, lame is Hayele, from Kupa, the advice of Kupa, you see that Gabi Charet is Chayet. So the Gemara said, no, Kidirova. That Gabi Charet is only Chayav by Kefetzes. Ilfa, for the Gemara, first thought that Ilfa was Mechayav Gabi Charet without Kefetzes. The Gemara said, no, Gabi Charet is only Chayav with Kefetzes. And Heichit Medarava, Omdova Ochla, the Ravashi is member, Ravashi is member, Omdova Ochla. That Omdova Ochla is Chayav, and Rav explained Omdova Ochla means Kefetzes, and it means Kefetzes by a Gabi Charet, or at least by something that's analogous to Gabi Charet. So you have this tzir of hador. There's a gabe charetah with the kefetzes, and mimela Rava is qualifying ilfa. Ilfa said gabe charetah is chayiv, and Rava qualifies that, and he says not so fast. Gabe charetah is chayiv, but only if it's kefetzes. And that's how the Rif paskins. He paskins ilfa's member as qualified by Rava and by Rashiya that it has to be a case of that it has to be a kefetzes. Only in the case of kefetzes. There's a tzir of hador. They're not. They're not two different members. Rava is qualified the member of Ilfa. The stem of the Rif and the Gemara Chafala from the Beis, when the Gemara says Ilfa Verabashi Yishikim Ayel, it means Ilfa is qualified Verabashi, because they're not two different worlds according to the Rif. They're one thing. Let's see what the Rosh does with it. Like that's like Rashi. The roof is combining into one, two, it's two different things. Gabi Charvata is a din of shame, chotzer and isin. And Kofetz is a din of Karen, even Mishis Rabin. L'choy mash m'kadivir Rav Alfasal, the posh p'tanning more is like the Balamor, like Rashi. Deal for Ari, but like Fiyaf Kfitzu, can him farish time, I'll Gabi Charvata, chotzer and isin domi. Ilfa's not talking about Kofetzis. What does Kofetzis have to do? He says, he doesn't say it's house m'shunah, he says because chotzer and isin. The Gemara boy lasu yisiyata the ilfa mehoisik kposim mushelas v'dochel l'bayir the kifetzes v'kifetzes kaidir boishir the mukil v'kifetzes v'havei shimui kifetzes is shimui, it's Karen midikomer maishna halocha holcha da uchi om denami uchi om rova v'kifetzes maishna mita kifetzes loy havei ucha hilko chayev es b'shus harabim v'lek yisiyata mino. The ilfa ari, there's no siyata anymore from the brisa. The ilfa ari b'lek kifetzes mishum v'havei kifetzes and isim. And so on. It's Mamish, the Balamor, that's the Rashi, the Chor, that's the Poshik Shapi, what's going on in the Rif? Says the Rosh Miul, Kima Aynes Beishapi, Divrei Harav Alfazal, Iker. The Rif is right. The Behemah She Kefetzis Lamokim Gavoya Becheles Lav Shimi. Kefetzis is not, it's not care. The Omul El came and Uchle Mechel Ifsu, Uchanami Lusuchi Lamesik. When a Behemah is hungry, it climbs up on top of the barrels. The Behemah is hungry, it'll be Kefetzis to get the food. That's not called Mishunah in the sense, you know, it's not Uche, but it can have the meaning that it's Mishunah that it becomes Karen. But it's not Karen. Elahacht ilfer oishu b'raisit hoisik bosim u'shelas tam echad lehem. These are not, it's all one thing. Ilfer and the b'raisa and Rav Oishu, they're all talking about one issue. T'gol hecha di'echole behema lechel k'dar k'derech yilucha b'lei k'fitzo. Wherever the behemoth could eat kedarka without any kfitza, ain lo la odom reshus laniach sham peresif. Person doesn't have reshus to put his peres there. But have you reshus harabim b'ptur? Avalecha the ain yechel lechel ela b'kfitza. Yesh lo reshus laniach peresif v'mikvi chotzer hanisik. Mekora kedom ilfu l'milsa pirish tamu dvar mishum nakav echavet chotzer hanisik tamu. Salka daitlich the chol gav echavet gechotzer nizik domi afilo ochle kedarka. Remember that haramino that Ilfa was saying stop gav echavet is gechotzer nizik even if the other behemah eats kurcha. That was a haramino. Vobay lasi raya. We want to prove that from the brisa. But the kamer begamar kli mefarish rova hider v'oishir bekayfetzis achinami ayir brisa bekayfetzis umilfa de Ilfa bekayfetzis. When the Gemara says that it's talking about the Kefetzis, it means we're now revisiting all Ilfa, and Ilfa's also talking about Kefetzis. The Be'inyan Acher Le'mikri Chotzer Anizik. That that Ilfa said, the Gabe Chavato is Gechotzer Anizik, is only when it's Kefetzis. Because when it's Kefetzis, so the Behemah can't eat their Ke'urcha, since the Behemah can't eat their Ke'urcha, so you have Rishus to put your payers over there, and with that it becomes Chotzer Anizik. Behind the Gemara, Maish Neholcha Do'urcha Yul. And that's similar to the idea of Mechazeres according to Rav. Rav says that Mechazeres is Chayiv. Why is Mechazeres Chayiv? Technically it's Rishus Rabim, but since you have Rishus to put your payers down over there, it's not where the traffic goes. Every person has a right to put his things down in Rishus Rabim to their Rechava. So Rav holds that even if the payim is walking in the street, but if it turns its head and eats from the Tzidei Rechava, that's called a beer b'stei acher. So similarly, not that the same issue, which is smuchlin l'chafalach and beis, you don't have to holding one doesn't necessarily entail the other. But in a similar way, if the behemah has to be kofetzis, if the behemah can kedarka megave charato, so you don't have a shush to leave your peres over there. So it's not a beer b'stei acher. But if the behemah has to be kofetzis to eat its peres, to eat it, then you have a shush to, then it's not called the behemah isit kedarka. Then you have a shush to put your payers down al gabi your behemah, and mimela. And mimela you are chay. Kumei mechazeres l'rab v'shovkel rechava l'shmul. No, it's according to Rav. They both agree that it's the din of tzidei rechava. According to Rav, tzidei rechava means the behemah turned his head and ate from the rechava. According to Shmuel, it means it walked into the tzidei rechava. Kach lekach, ben Rav ben the Shmuel, this is notion of tzidei rechava. What's tzidei rechava? It's still rishus rabin, but you have a shush to leave your payers over there. And the behemah now is deviating from its derech and either turning into the rechava or walking into the rechava, So the behemah is going out of the urcha of the traffic, going into the tzidei rechava, where it's not supposed to, it's not the derech for it to be, and where therefore other people have a right to leave their parents. And that's called the bir b'steyachet. So it comes out in Moreh D'Kazach that you don't necessarily need Al-Gabe Charato. The din of Al-Gabe Charato, it comes out, it's you have the same thing by Tzidei Rechava. Any place where the person has reshus to leave his parents. So the halach is that it has a din of Ubir B'Steyacher. And where does the person have reshus to leave his parents? Tzidei Rechava, a person has reshus to leave his parents. On the back of his animal, he has reshus to leave his Wherever he has reshus to leave his parents. But he only has reshus to leave his parents in those places where the other behemoth is not going to be urcha to eat them. But in places where it's going to be urcha for the other behemoths to eat them, then you don't have a right to put your stuff. It's mukhach in the Gemara that has to do with darker. The title we had in Rashi. The Gemara says that ilfa has to do with Rabbi Yosi and with the brayser of Rabbi Yosi. And the brayser of Rabbi Yosi says beferish that has to do with urcha. Ain't darker lechel el lahalach. So it says, but Feirish in the Brayse, that the reason why you're chayim according to Rabbi Yosi is because it's not the derech to be oichel in such a case. And the Gemara says he's talking about Ilfa's case. So it's mukhach in that Gemara that Ilfa, the din of Ilfa, is because it's not urcha. Why is it not urcha? Because it's kefesis. The chayim shen yichol lechel like fitzah karin beis deachek yesh to yishus lanich shom peres. So, a lot of issues here, just in the halacha ma'aseh, and a lot of issues here. But let's start like this. So we can start something. So we're doing this rush that the tour of Shem b'shus rabim and the regular b'shus rabim has to do with the fact that the nizik has no reshus to leave his paris in the b'shus rabim. But in those places that he has reshus to leave his paris, you don't have the tour of Shem b'shus rabim. That's together, and that's also the time of the Wherever you have a shush to leave your parents, so the mazik is chay. Wherever you don't have a shush to leave your parents, the mazik is potter. But that's like the time of the krav of why Shem is potter b'shus rab, because you don't have a shush to leave your parents. Then since the derech of the behemoth is to go here, you don't have a shush to leave here to leave your parents. How does the shtim with the Rosh and that base, the Rosh, the beginning of Sechta, and the base with the Rosh and Siman Aleph in the first parak, where the Rosh brought the Rif, that the Rif said that Shem v'Regel are part of Bishus Rabin because it's Urchei, and the Rosh said that it's a time of the Kra, and the Rif is saying that the reason why Shem v'Regel are part of Bishus Rabin is because it's the derech of the behemoth to walk Bishus Rabin. It's not Kamina LaHalacha. That by Daf Oroch, so the behemoth is the derech of the behemoth to walk. It's derech of the behemoth to walk on the street. So maybe a potter, even for a Daf Oroch, that projects into Rishus Hayochid. Even though b'pshutoi, in the Rishus Hayochid, the person has Rishus to leave his parents, but since the behemoth has Rishus to walk, so you're a potter. So how does that rosh stem with this rosh? From that rosh, it seems that everything depends on the. And whether it, and the mazik, is it the derech to walk in Rishus Rabim? If the mazik is being mazik derech yiluchay kedarkay, so you're potter. I don't care that the effects of the hezek are Rishus Hayochid, where you have a right to leave your parents, but the behemah did when ke'urche. How does that stem with the rosh over here, who says that it's totally in the nizik? Does he have Rishus to leave his parents there or not? So here there's two mahalchim, two possibilities. One possibility is that the Rosh maybe doesn't agree with the Rif. That's b'chal mitzvah by itself. Does the Rosh agree with the Rif? We've got to assume the beginning of this man that the Rosh agrees with the Rif, but it's not so mukhur. The Rosh, when he brought the Rif, that it's time of the Krah, and then he said, nafkamina for daf orech, and then the Rosh said, that Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel like Pirushke, that Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, one of the Balei HaTosfos, doesn't say not that way. That by Daf Oroich, you're chayim because the payers were b'shusay yotim. So bottom line is the Rosh agreeing to the Rif, or is he agreeing to the Rif to Bashmu? Yeah.
Isn't the Rosh here also giving in the second part also giving Pshat on the Rif?
He's giving two pshat and the riff. That's a good point. That's a good point. The Rosh of here, the Chayyim, is saying pshat and the riff. So you're right. That's terrible. Say he's saying pshat and the riff the way he would understand it. In other words, maybe for the riff, it's even if we'll say it's machlokes. I mean, that's a possibility. There are those who want to say the riff and the Rosh don't really agree. According to the riff, it's totally in whether the behemah has rishus to go. And according to the Rosh, it's totally where the Baal HaPeir says Rishus to leave his peiros. And then it's probably, and it's a different, presumably a different lumdus as well. According to the Rif, it's a time of the Krah. Why is Shein Regel part of Rishus HaRabim? Because the Behem has Rishus to walk in Rishus HaRabim. I'm an innocent bystander. I left my peiros in my front yard. Why is it my fault? Doesn't matter. The Behem has Rishus to go, and since the Behem has Rishus to go, so it has Rishus to be mazik. That's the Chor of the Rambam. The Rambam says that Shein Regel of Potter B'Shus Rabim, because Yesh the Rishus Lechesh B'Shus Rabim, V'Derech HaBehemus Lechel, and so on. So it goes from the Derech HaBehemus, and the Behemah has Rishus to go, and finish. The Behemah has Rishus to go, and to be Mazik, and tough luck. According to the Rosh, if we're going to say that the Rosh and the Rif are in disagreement, the Rosh says, no, that's not enough. The Torah says, you'll be a Bishteyache. You have to break something that's Bishteyache. You need to be a Bishteyache. You're only chayav for breaking things that are Bishus HaNizik. The only thing is, what defines Rishus HaNizik? What's called Rishus HaNizik? Wherever you have Rishus to leave your peiros, that's called Rishus HaNizik. So you have your mamash, of course, your own front yard is obviously Rishus HaNizik. That's why by Daf Orech, the Rebitzuk Bashul doesn't agree to the Rif. He thinks that you should be chayiv in that case because it's your front yard, you have Rishus to leave your peiros there. But not only your front yard, Sidei Erechov, you also have Rishus to leave your peiros. That's also called the Biyavis Deacher. Yeah, bechavot under some circumstances, if it's kefetzes, you also have rishus to leave your peiros over there. It's also called the bir b'steyacher. We're not saying why you're potter. We're saying where are you potter? You're potter by steyacher. What's steyacher? The places where you have rishus to leave your peiros. So that's possible. And we could add that according to the Rif himself, if we're going to say that we're going to set this up as a machlokes between the Rosh and the Rif. So then we could also add that according to the Rif himself, it's not really totally in where you have Rishus to leave your peiros. It's totally in what's the derech of the behemoth to do. So then the Gemara about Ilfa and Rabbi Shia of the Rif that says that Ilfa is talking about kefetzes, because if it's kefetzes, so it's not the derech, and therefore you're chayiv and so on. We don't even need this fancy Rosh. And the Rif is even more positive than the way the Rosh presents it. The Rosh presents it a little bit more gelomed, a little more complicated, because he's presenting it by his own lights. That we're really interested in where you have Rishus to leave your peiros. But according to the Rif, that we're even interested primarily in what the Behem has Rishus to do, so it's even more possible to understand the Rif. We can understand the Rif even more possible, according to the Rif himself, that if it's kefetzes, the Behem doesn't have Rishus to be kefetzes. The Behem has Rishus to walk. The Behem has Rishus to be mazik derech ilucha. Doesn't have Rishus to be kefetzes al gabe charata. So maybe that's what the Gemara thought. Nahavamina, maybe that the behemoth doesn't even have rishus to eat al gabe charet at all. That Gemara is not true. But kefetzes, that the behemoth doesn't have rishus to do. The Rosh l'shitoso, he doesn't want to say it quite like that, because then he's gonna the Rosh wants to agree to this riff. He doesn't agree with that riff, but this riff he wants to agree to. It's kind of ma'ainis be'shaper. The Gemara chafal from the basis is a mukhla like the riff. So the Rosh here wants to agree with the Rif, so he's not going to just explain the Rif l'shitosa, because he doesn't really like the Rif l'shitosa. He doesn't agree with the Rif in that base, if we're going with this Mahal. So he explains here this Rif, which he's agreeing to, he explains in a way that will work for him too. So he doesn't just say, well, the Behemoth doesn't have a right to be kefetzes. Because by him, that's not really a critical thing. By Daf Orach, he doesn't think that's enough. He thinks that you're chayv at Daf Orach, like the Revitzik Bar Shmuel. So he explains it a little bit differently. That agave charata, you don't have a right to put your peiros on your own behema walking your Rishus HaRabim, since the derech is for other behemas to eat. If they're not kefetzes, the behemas are going to eat it. And therefore, you don't have a right to interfere with what other behemas are going to do. Because behemas have a right to walk in Rishus HaRabim. If I'm going to put my peiros on top of my behema in a place where other behemas are going to eat it, and I'm going to then sue them for eating my peiros, so I'm infringing on the rights of the other behemas to walk in Rishus HaRabim. I don't have a right to do that. So, Mele, that's not called the Bir B'Steyacha. That's not, even though it's my, technically, it's the back of my behemoth. but I don't have a right to put peyrus on the back of my behemoth in such a way that will infringe on other people's behemoths being able to walk freely b'shus rabin without being sued. So Mela, so that's how the Rosh presents it. And the Rosh Hashitas, we don't even need that. So that's one possibility. We'll say the Olam is machleik the stack between the Rif and the Rosh. They bring this a Taisa Rosh, they bring this a Taisa Rosh and Ksuvah stack from an Aleph, where the Rosh talks about, the Taisa HaRosh talks about things that are chas rachman alei. And he says that Shen v'regel b'shus rabim is chas rachman alei. Shen regel v'rapot b'shus rabim because it's chas rachman alei. Doesn't sound like the Rambam of Oshul to Beim has reshus to go b'shus rabim. Sounds more like it's exer sakosu, but chas rachman alei. Now maybe shtim with this that it's really it's the Rosh is not like the Rif. I mean the Pesum the Tosfos Rosh and the Rosh have to be the same. It does not always follow at all. So anyway, that's possibility number one, that there's talking about chaykes here between the Rif and the Rosh. The Rif, the Gemara of Ilfa is even more is the according to the Rif himself, the Rif is gar poshut. Kefetz is the behemoth doesn't have a right to do. But it's not kefetzes the behemoth has a right to do it, so it's hazardous, and that's why it's potter. And the Rosh presents the Rif more in his lights. It has nothing to do with what the behemoth has a right to do, what the mazik has a right to do. It has to do with where the what's called steyacher. Steyacher is defined by a place where I have a right to put down my parents. See, there, I have a right to put down my parents. Al gabi my behemoth, I have a right to put my parents if it's so high that the other behemoths can't get to without being kefetzes. But if they can get to it without being kefetzes, then I don't have a right to put my peres on the back of my behemoth and send it off into Rishus Radim, because I'm infringing on the other behemoths. There, I don't have a right to be near the peres. That's Malach number one. There's another possibility. That's Rabbi Zalman. Rabbi Zalman in Perek Aleph. In this came moment, I think it's Halacha Ches, but I'm not positive. Says that there's no machlokes. Is the Rif svara that the behema has that it's the derech of the behema to go b'shus rabim, like the Rambam, it has reshus to go b'shus rabim, and the Rosh svara that you have no business leaving your parish b'shus rabim. Two sides of the same coin. He says, after all, he says, both svaras are gemaras. The svara of the Rif that the behema has a right to walk b'shus rabim, it's urchei to go b'shus rabim. He says, that's the Gemara we had by Kishkashub Biznova, which is the Chiyach Zayn of Biznova Ve'elach. Which, that's not the only way to read that Gemara, we talk about Richos. But at least one way to read that Gemara is like the Rashba says. That the Chivos of Torah, the Torah wasn't Mechayevi to walk behind your behemoth and be shemrit from being mazik. Torah gave your behemoth Rishos to walk Rishos Rab. Where does it say that in Torah? He said, it says in this Pasha, be your Vesteacha, but the Torah gave your behemoth a right to walk Rishos Rab. And you don't have to walk behind it and hold on to its feet and hold on to its horns and hold on to its tail. That's the svar of the. That's presumably how the Rif read that Gemara. Anyway, that's probably how the Rif. You know, even if there's other ways to read that Gemara, that is truthfully how the Rif read that Gemara. That's where we got this whole idea from. But on the other hand, the Rosh is also maybe Gemara. The Gemara Chafal from the base. The Gemara talks about a case where somebody had Paris in his front yard and he gave the Bnei Rishus Rabim the right of way to walk through his front yard. He built his house further back, he built the wall of his garden further back, and the front of his property he allowed, not Mafkir, technically it's still his, but he gives the Bnei Rishus Rabim a right of way to walk across his front yard. So now traffic is going across his front yard. And he has pears there, and behemoths trample on his pears. So machlekes is if yichayel apot. So we might discuss what's the issue exactly. So the Gemara has a svara. One of the reason why you might be. Chaim Shmuel. Shmuel says, different sides. But the Gemara says one of the sides why you might be why the Bala Shor might be potter. But Chayus of Yibus Deachem. Fine, the Shor might have a right to walk over here, but the Maisa, it's your rishus. But Shaviyu Yibus Deachem. So Gemara has a svara that the Bala Shor can say to him, Lav kol kaminoch de mekarvis lulu peyre secha lishus harabim u mechayvis lulu teroi. You don't have a right to put your peyres in the front of traffic and to be mechayv my Shor. You're letting the Shor walk through. Now you're putting down your peyres. By putting down your peyres in the place where you're letting the traffic through, you're going to be mechayev all of the bali shvarim, all of the bali behemis. You don't have a right to put your peyres in quote unquote rishus rabim. It's not really rishus rabim, but it's rishus rabim in the sense that that's where the traffic is. You don't have a right to put your peyres where the traffic is and to be mechayev the bali shvarim. Well, that's very close to the rosh. That sounds like the rosh. This notion that. That you don't have a right to put your parish b'shus rabim in a place where they're going to be. You don't have a right to put your parish in a place where shvarim are going to wind up eating them. That sounds like the svar of the rush. And even the cholkim over there only cholkus is private property. You know, it's really private property. But an emissary b'shus rabim could be. Everybody agrees to the svar. Says it v'sis alma. So these are both gemaras. The rif is a gemara. Chiyazenev is nova v'elich. The Rosh is also a Gemara. Lav kol kiminoch, that you should put your parents in a place to then and be mechayim mashvar. Put your parents out and be mechayim mashvar. So which is it? Is the Rif right? Is the Rosh right? Says if it's a Zalman, it goes together. It starts off that the Shvarim have a right to walk here. Because if the Shvarim didn't have a right to walk here, so then there'd be nothing to talk about. I mean, then I'll put out my parents and my parents, I can put my parents. It starts off that the Behemoths have a right to walk here. But just because the parents have a right to walk here, that doesn't mean they should necessarily be potter for the hezek. Because even if the behemoths have a right to walk here, but the parents have a right to be here also. So who says that the right of the shvarim to walk in the street should trump the right of the bala parents to leave his parents in the street? So everybody has a right. You're right, and you're right, and you're both right. Yeah, the Bala Sharma is right to be here, and the Bala Peres is right to be here. So mechatei said that the Bala Shor, that the Bala Behemo should be potter from eating the Peres. Teres is once we give the Behemo right to walk here, so the Bala Peres loses his right to be here. Because lav kol kaminoch, that to put out your Peres in a place, you're going to be mechayev of the Shorim to you're going to be mechayev of the Bala Behemos to pay. So the two rights conflict with each other. If there would be no conflict between the rights of the Bala Behem and the rights of the Bala Peres, then one would have nothing to do with the other. But it's a zero-sum game. To the extent that the Shvarim have a right to be here, the Peres don't have a right to be here. Because the Peres' being here infringes on the Shvarim being able to be here, on the Behemoths being able to be here, because obviously you can't let your Behemoths walk freely in a place where you're going to get sued every time they do what Behemoths do naturally, which is to eat the things that are on their own. So these two, because of the svar of lav kol kaminoch, the right of the behemoth to walk comes at the expense of the right of the bala peres to be here. So even though in theory the rishus rabim is for everybody, it's a common ground, it's for the bala behemoth and it's for the bala peres and it's for the cowboys and the farmers, everybody could be out of this, it's public property. But since the right of the behemoth to walk conflicts with the right of the peres to be here, because lav kol kaminoch, so the Mela, if the Torah gave a shush to the behemoths to walk, it must have taken away the right of the Bala Peres to be here. And that's what the Rosh is saying, that because the behemoths have a right to walk, so the Bala Peres has no right to be here. And that therefore you're potter for eating the therefore the Bala behemoths potter for eating the peres. But only to the extent that the behemoths have a right to walk. Kiurcho. So the behemoths have a right to walk and to eat all the room that it eats kiurcho. So it has a right to walk and eat in the street, kurcha, and has a right, even from the tzidei rechava, according to Shmuel, even from the tzidei rechava, if it's just turning its head and not walking to the tzidei rechava. Because that also goes into urcha. Whatever goes into urcha, the behemoth has a right to do, and to the extent that the behemoth has a right to do, the bala peres has no right to put his peres there and demand that the bala behemoth keep away. But in the case of kefetzes, if you put your peres on the back of my behemoth, it's my behemoth. Why can I put my parents on top of my behemoth? There it is, because that conflicts lav kol kaminoch. the other behemoths are going to eat it, kur chayil, and you're going to be conflicting with their right to walk in Mishas Rabbim. If you're conflicting with their right to walk in Mishas Rabbim, you don't have a right to put your parents over there. But if the other behemoths can't get to the top of your behemoth except by being kofetzes, put your parents in the, you know, somewhere, you have a very tall behemoth or something, or at the, whatever it is, you put the parents in such a way that the other behemoths, kur chayil, are not going to be able to get to the top of your behemoth, only by kofetzes. Kofetzes, they don't have a right to do. Well, if they don't have a right to do it, then you have a right to put your parents over there, and that's called the Viyavus Deacher. And now, once you have a right to put your parents over there, you have a right to be Terveya, the Tabala Behema, she guards Behema from going to and eating your parents.
How do we know by Soros that apply from Saram to Yafin that you don't take away the right of the
parents? So this is Amun uses this. First of all, to reconcile the Rif and the Rosh. Because he doesn't want to say that the Rosh is Chalak on the Rif. So the Rosh in the beginning of the Masechta could agree to the Rif, and it's not a steer to what he says over here. He also used this to explain, to reconcile, as we talked about, the steer in the Rosh, that on the one hand he brings the Rif that by Daf Aroich Yepotter. And if you're learning the Rif, the Rosh is agreeing with the Rif, then he agrees to that. And yet you have a Gemara Mufereshes, that by Tizit Saris the Shesayochid, you're Chayiv. Says it is the Zalman with this Mahalach that it's not enough that the Behemoth has the right to walk in the street. The Behemoth has the right to walk in the street, but I have the right to put my parents in my front yard. So your right to walk in the street doesn't come at the expense of my right to put out my parents by the front yard. So the problem is by a Daf Oroich, since I see, you said this far, but I don't know if it's Zalman said it, if it's Zalman says this far. That Emes Nachas Dovah says this far, but he says it with all his whole elaboration. Or Rav Zalman says this far with the whole elaboration. That when you have a Daf Aruch, so the Bala Chotzer sees it's a Daf Aruch over there, so he knows that the Bala Shvarim, the Behemoth may come by and walk on the Daf and break his Kalim. In that kind of case, Itaka doesn't have a right to leave his parents in his front yard. Lashen can by Tzuris, we don't know that the Tzuris are going to come over here. So there, you have a right to leave your parents in your front. You have a right to leave your Kalim in your front yard. And once you have a right to leave your kelim in your front yard, so just because the Baal HaBehemis have a right to walk in the street, who says that that trumps my right to leave my peiros in my front yard? Yeah, we said this far from the Nachas Dov. Then it's the steer in the Rosh. That steer we had a different way to deal with. If you remember, by Sugyot Basot HaLamon, that by Tzoris, the Rosh really agrees to Tosis, that by Tzoris, you go Basot HaLamon, so the steer really happened Mishas HaYochid. Shankin b'daf orech, there there's no bosa mekar and bosa tov amon, and not separated in time. So there the maisa shir is happening when he steps on the daf, so it's a maisa shir b'shus harabim. We have other ways to deal with the steer. But the Rav Zalman uses this to deal with the steer. The emes is, once you can say even more partial than the Rav Zalman. The Rav Zalman says it, that I believe, the Rav Zalman says it, that you see the daf is there, so you shouldn't put your kelim over there. Shankin b'daf tzoris, you don't know where the tzoris are going to come from. That's what I said also at the beginning of this mark. But the emes can say even more partial. You could say you have a right to put your kelim down in your front yard, but if you see that there's daf aruch over there, so take the daf aruch away. You want to put your kelim there because don't take it. You have a right to put your kelim, but take the daf aruch away. If you're not taking the daf aruch away, that means you're putting your parents in a way that puts the behemoth in jeopardy of being sued. That you don't have a right to do. So you have a right. Of course, you have a right. You have an inalienable right to put your parish, your kalim, in your yard, but not next to daf aruch. Hashem by tzoris, that's not shayach. So by tzoris, you certainly have a right to put your kalim in your front yard, despite the fact that tzoris might come. You might be and Mela, your right to put your kalim down is just as valid and just as inalienable as the right of the Bali behemoth to have their behemoth walk in shusharavim. And Mela, if they're masik your kalim, you could be tereya. Rav Zalman also uses this idea to explain a different problem. Solve a different problem. To answer a different problem. I'll say to you tomorrow also. He uses this to answer a different problem, which is the Gemara says in Daf Yudalid, what if you have a Rosh Hashanah Yochid? But it's not the Rosh Hashanah of the Nizik. a third party's Yushasya. And there's just, and the Nizik has no business being there, nor does the Mazik have any business being there. They're both trespassing. And the, so my behemo, you have Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Levi has this yard. Reuben and Shimon, they both don't belong there. Reuben's behemo walked into Levi's yard. Shimon put his pears down in Levi's yard. And Reuben's behemo ate Shimon's pears in Levi's yard. So the Gemara said to Farish that you're potter. Potter. There's no Bir B'Steach. Bir B'Steach means in the Chatzar Nisik. It doesn't mean in third parties. Stay acher means in the sod of the nisik. Here it was not in the sod of the nisik, so you're potter. Asks Rav Zalman, why are you potter? The Rif says the whole reason why Shen regular potter is Shishrabim is only because the Behemah has a right to be there. It's Urchei. The Behemah has a right to be in the Shishrabim. It has no right to be in Levi's Shishus. So why are you potter? Says the Rif, Hey, the Rif doesn't mean just by that by itself that the Behemah has a right to walk here. That's not the Ptur is not because the Behemah has a right to walk here. The Ptur is because the Behemah has a right to walk here, and therefore the Bala Peres has no right to be here. And since the Bala Peres has no right to be here, the Bala Peres has no claim on the Bala Behemah. So in a third party's Rishus, in Levi's Rishus, also the Bala Peres has no right, has no claim. The Bala Peres has no, in his own Rishus, the Bala Peres has a right to be Teveya from the Bala Behemah, guard your Behemah, and keep away from my Rishus. Even Mitzidei Rechava, he has a right to do that, because Mitzidei Rechava, the Behemah is not supposed to be walking. And the Bala Peres has the right to put down his Peres. So the Bala Peres has a right to be Teveya from the Bala Behemah, be Marchik, your Behemah, from my Peres. But in Levi's Rishus, the Bala Peres has no rights at all. If the Bala Peres has no rights, then the Bala Behemah is potter. We'll stop here with the Rosh. I want to see tomorrow. We want to see the Ramban and Mechamis and then the Mukhi Yosef, also Kedai to see. And then the Rama maybe also. And then come back and see what we'll do about the Rashi. That the Rashi come down.
It's like other, I'm not sure, but these are riots. It's just one that's by Malik Kader, by Manejas Akkad, as we say, of a Karnat Zara. So the Karnat Zara, why is he Kaiv? Kiva, the Asimashus, by Yamaneza.